They say cheating on a good person is like throwing away a diamond and picking up a rock. On today's case, Mrs. Cribb says that her husband, Mr. Cribb, must be a geologist because his rock collection is extensive. She says her husband's infidelity has left their marriage in limbo, and she is tired of him playing skip rock with her love. She's here today to let him know that diamonds are rare, and this diamond is about to be single. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Cribb versus Cribb.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cribb, Mr. Cribb. Mrs. Cribb, you have come into my courtroom, you say, ready to sign the divorce papers. You say you refuse to be in a loveless marriage one more day.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Cribb, you admit that your marriage has had its ups and downs, but say today you'd like to try and resolve your issues peacefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Cribb, you've actually been married quite a long time. According to my court papers, you've been together 23 years, married for 18 years. So you've made a real family, Mrs. Cribb.
Yes.
So you have to tell me what gets us into divorce court today.
Like you said, we've been together for quite some time, and I feel like I've been taking care of, holding it down as far as taking care of the kids and just trying to maintain whatever is left of my life. And I just want some type of resolve. We don't talk about our relationship at all. We co-parent well, but it's never a conversation of our actual relationship. And
so the fire has died out of this marriage, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Mr. Cribb, you heard what your wife says. What do you say?
I mean, I want peace. We get along very well, but it's just, it's not working. I mean, like, we get along well with the kids and together, it's like oil and water, we just don't mix.
I'd love to know how you all met and what got us to this point, because I can't imagine after being together so many years, there were not some happy times. Why don't you take me back?
Okay. We met, I guess I'm gonna say, at his job. He works for transportation, let's just say, and his route was on my route to my school and work, and that's how we met.
He was your bus driver.
Yeah.
And you flirted with the bus driver.
The bus driver flirted with me.
Okay.
Like, he's all this.
Okay. I got it.
So, you know, he got my attention. We talked and we went out a few times.
He's about 10 years older than you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mr. Cribb, when you first met the now Mrs. Cribb, were you looking for a relationship? Were you looking for some sort of long-term thing? Or were you just attracted to
a beautiful
lady? I
thought that maybe it would just be, you know, a little something. You know how people get in relationships and, you know, have a little fun here and there. I didn't know it was going to, you know, get into something serious as it did, Yana.
And 23 years later, you all are together, but facing a crossroads. What was his relationship status, Mrs. Cribb, when you first met?
Okay, so when we first met, he was in a relationship, like, legally. And
meaning married.
Yeah.
And y'all don't say what y'all need to say. That's not called in a relationship legally. That's called I'm married to somebody else. So,
yes.
Like, if you wanted to marry him on that day, you were legally prohibited from doing so.
Right.
Okay, I got it. All right, so, Mrs. Cribb, it moved to a time when you both became available. Is that correct?
Yes.
So tell me about the relationship, because it sounds like there was some encumbrances in the beginning. Were there any red flags from the beginning?
Yes, Your Honor. There was red flags. So there was an instance with another woman being pregnant. And this is, I didn't find out about the child until after we got married.
How old was the child?
When I found out about her, she was almost two. When I actually met her, she was two.
Well, she forgave me for that, but
Hold up. Clearly, okay. She hasn't.
I
but
did.
She just brought it up to me 23 years later, so.
Right. I mean, it's a big thing, but it's not a big thing now because the way we have our family and the love that we share.
According to my numbers, didn't you have a child also around that age?
Yes. Yes. So.
And the plot thickens.
Yes,
y'all not explaining everything.
Yes. So. I found out we were pregnant at the same time.
We didn't know about each...
Well, I didn't know about her. I can't say if she, whether... Well, actually, I do know that she knew about me. But moving forward, we had a conversation. You know, he was being honest with either one of us. So it just came into that.
And both children have to grow up as siblings. And so y'all had to figure it out, basically.
Yeah, we did. And we did.
Mr. Cribb, you said she forgave you for that. So help me. So now it's your turn.
Well, she forgave me for it after she found out about it.
Mr. Cribb, wait a minute. Hold up.
Okay.
Don't deflect and put something on her. How do you look me in the face and say, quote, she found out? Why aren't you saying, I told her? Robert, am I wrong?
No.
Okay, why aren't you saying, I told her and she forgave me? You prefaced it with, she found out and forgave me. So some tells me you were dishonest. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're right, Yana. But I didn't know that she was pregnant at the time. But then when I found out, I was trying to figure out how I waited to tell her. It's just that I was, I just couldn't bring myself to tell her because...
So in a 2-year time period...
Yeah, I...
While your wife now is actually pregnant...
Yes, Yana.
You go to the hospital. Y'all probably done had the baby shower and everything.
Yeah, he should have told me as soon as he found
out. So you mean to tell me in that time period...
You had plenty of time. I'm sorry.
You had plenty of time, bruh.
I was too afraid to tell her.
After that, he was texting other women, and it was later found out that he was sleeping with his ex.
What's going on with you? Can't keep it in your pants. That's number one. Keep going.
No, it's not that I can't keep it in my pants, Your Honor. It's that...
It jumps out.
She used sex as a tool. Like, she'd have sex with me, but then maybe once or twice a year. Like, one time she said... asked me to do something. And I was like, no, because, you know, you act the way you asked me. And she said, okay, then, well, I'll just add some more days on before you get some sex or weeks.
So, you know, in other words, sex is a weapon.
As much as he goes above and beyond to destroy us, he doesn't do that to save us. He's not romantic. Like, you want sex, but you want me to just, whoop, open it up? That's not how it works. I have to be taken care of from the inside out, just like I take care of you, but yet... we're supposed to have sex. How?
I'd love to hear your response to that.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
So you say the cheating continued. I'd like to hear about that.
Yes, it did. I was talking to my son on his phone, and my son jokingly says, well, oh, he must trust you, or you guys must be doing well now because you have his phone. And I'm like, I'm not going to go through his phone. Like, I'm not going to look for something and just hurt myself. And I looked. I looked.
They all do. Mm-hmm. They all do.
All the time.
I did.
They all do.
And it was there, 3 messages down, and it was just basically him saying that he couldn't wait to be inside this woman again. So that's right there. That's a mission. Like, I didn't have to, like,
need to see
decode it or anything like that.
Right. Like, yeah. It's like, say, not I want to get with you. I can't wait to get with you again.
Again. Exactly.
Tag, you're it, Mr. Cribb.
Well, Your Honor, it's... Man, there was no sex. I mean, sex was, like, once or twice a year.
So basically what you're telling me is you felt like your intimate life was over with your wife at that time?
And then when I tried to talk to her, she would, like, snap on me.
I wouldn't want to have sex with you if I thought that you were going and dipping your wand in other pools. I just wouldn't.
Right,
I wouldn't
right.
want you to touch me.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't know, you know, if where you've been and who you've been with.
Right.
You know, I would be afraid. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And I would probably be mad.
That was years ago.
But if I have all these things in my head, I can't sit there and look at you like you're attractive and I want to be intimate, you know?
Do you hear that, Mr. Cribb?
Yeah, I hear it.
So, Mrs. Cribb, do me a favor. Talk to your husband and tell him how it makes you feel to find all this evidence that he is being intimate with other people and then comes home and wants to be intimate with you. You tell him.
Well, honestly, it makes me feel unattractive. It makes me feel insecure, angry. And you're right. You said the other day that you feel like I'm holding on to resentment, and I am. And that's why I really suggested counseling, and I've made so many attempts, and I just don't feel like you take it serious. I always feel like I speak from the heart, but I don't get that back. I'm always willing for my marriage, and I don't, as much as he goes above and beyond to destroy us, he doesn't do that to save us. He's not romantic. Like, you want sex, but you want me to just, boop, open it up? That's not how it works. I have to be taken care of from the inside out, just like I take care of you, but yet we're supposed to have sex. How?
I'd love to hear your response to that.
I try to be romantic. I do things with her. And then it's like she tells me I can never be your friend, you know. I mean, she'll treat me as though I'm less value to her. I mean, I know I did a lot of bad things.
Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yes, ma'am.
I know I did a lot of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that because of those bad things...
Yes.
She has been hurt to the point where she does not like you?
Right.
Absolutely. Okay? Love you to death?
Mm-hmm.
Remembers the day that she fell in love with you?
Right.
But doesn't like you?
Right.
Because you have not been good to her. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Her new attitude is, I'm gonna hurt you as much as you have hurt me,
mm-hmm.
and let you see how it feels.
Right. Everybody sleep, but I don't see her and I don't see this other guy.
Are we talking about this same gentleman?
No, a different guy.
Okay, yeah. Oh, and another one.
And then they were on the balcony making out. I grabbed them, was about to throw them over the balcony, and then everybody broke us up, and I just left after that.
So, Mrs. Cribb, you did disrespect the house.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
You have been hurt in this marriage also, according to you, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me what hurts you have had.
Well, Your Honor, she's not an angel as well. I mean, I know all the stuff been put on me, but, I mean, she goes out with her friends. She comes home, like, used to come home at 5 in the morning. No explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, one time we broke up, she went out with a friend, came back at, I don't know, 6, and then I asked her where she go. She just laughed in my face. So, at that point, I moved out. A week later, I come back, and the guy that she was interested in, he was there. So at that point, you know, I was with my aunt. I moved in with my ex while she was dating this other guy.
I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
You left,
mm-hmm.
and within a week you came back, and somebody else was there.
Somebody else was there. The guy that she was already talking to.
By the way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
You left that situation,
mm-hmm.
and decided, I'm going to go back and move with my ex, who you had already had a relationship with. Am I right?
Right, a week later, yeah.
So we talking right. Tit for tat.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's guns completely blazing. Tit for tat.
Guns blazing.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
can I add something, Your Honor? When he keeps on saying that, oh, this guy was there, he was not living there. We were not having sex. He was there to fix things around the house because...
You weren't being intimate with this man?
No, I was not. No, Your Honor.
But
no.
Y'all ended up together, though.
During the time that he's talking about, no, I was not. Let's just say
it
that.
It became an intimate relationship.
It became an intimate relationship after, and when it was after was when you moved in with the ex, and were you talking about some hurt, Your
Tit
Honor, that was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Tit for tat. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, there's a point where we had a party one night. We had a lot of friends over. I had to go to work early in the morning. I go into the living room. Everybody's asleep, but I don't see her, and I don't see this other guy. So I go out to the balcony.
Are we talking about this same gentleman?
No, a different guy.
Okay. And another one.
And then they were on the balcony making out. And so, I grabbed them, was about to throw them over the balcony, and then everybody broke us up, and I just left after that, you know.
So, Mrs. Cribb, you did disrespect the house and
I did.
And make out with...
But I wasn't making out. That's his truth. That is not the truth.
Y'all were holding each other. I saw you.
But you just...
I wouldn't have just snapped. Y'all just standing there.
So, wait a minute. Were they kissing? Or were
they were kissing. They were holding,
kissing. Like... Was he close to me and rubbing, like...
He was inappropriate.
Yeah, he was inappropriate, yes.
So, in other words, you were not having sex with this man. Is your point?
Yes.
However, it was disrespectful of the whole...
It was.
Tit for tat.
Yep.
Tit for tat.
Mr. Cribb.
Yes, ma'am.
What I am hearing right here... Mm-hmm. Is the prime example of hurt people.
Yes.
But I haven't heard you say that I want my marriage. I have not heard you say that I'm willing to fight for my marriage. I have not heard you say that this is the woman that I love and I don't need a backup plan. See, when I asked you to talk to her the way she had talked to you, what my expectation was is that you would turn to your wife and say, I'm done with that baby. Mm-hmm. I don't need a backup plan. I'm not moving in with nobody else. Whatever time it takes for me to win back your trust, I'm willing to take that time. If you can't say that, mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you, but you gotta let her go. Mrs. Cribb?
Yes.
Do you have the answers that you said you came here to get?
I feel like I do.
Would you like me to serve the papers?
Yes, please.
Robert, will you please retrieve the papers?
Sure.
Mr. Cribb, I've given you ample opportunity to make a statement to your wife that you want this marriage to work. You have not taken that opportunity. To the contrary, not only have you not taken that opportunity, you have resisted it. And I don't know why you're resisting it, but you're resisting it says to me that you're not willing to do the work necessary. Mrs. Cribb, is that what it says to you?
Absolutely. And I feel like I've made that very clear over these course of the years because he likes to say that, oh, you know, he didn't get this and he didn't get that during the relationship. But there was a lot of things I didn't get either. And I want to feel wanted. And just like you said, I've been screaming out trying to be seen by this man for so many years. I shouldn't have to do this.
Your wife wants to fight for this marriage.
I fight for it, but it's... I'm not...
Okay. Don't you dare. Mr. Cribb, tell the truth.
Just,
no, okay. Tell the
I
truth.
I understand a lot.
If you don't want to let her go.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
This is the case of Lana Cribb versus Derek Cribb. The plaintiff has properly signed the papers pro se. Serve the papers.
Mr. Cribb.
Yes, sir.
You've been served.
Mrs. Cribb, you can now take those papers into the New Jersey Civil Court.
Okay.
And start formal divorce proceedings.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I suggest you go on with your life.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Find your happy.
I will.
Because it is not with him. Robert, that's as real as it will get. Mr. Cribb has been out of this marriage for a very long time.
I mean, when a woman is denying you intimacy, why go find it somewhere else?
He's doing that.
To throw it in her face?
To throw it in her face. That's the best way to put it. What I can legitimately say is just like that movie Frozen, let it go, let it go.
Yeah.
I'm glad for her. It's time for her to move on.
Yeah.
Made in Georgia.